So Sherry, I see that you are doing something today that you haven't done in 40 years, thanks to our friend Sherry Brendel.
I am. In fact, it is something I thought I would never, ever do.
Okay. Hopefully they're curious by now. Tell our friends what it is.
I am wearing white.
Dun, dun, dun. Why is wearing white such a big deal for you?
Okay, so back when I was a teenager, I had my colors, quote unquote, analyzed, and I was told that only women who have perfectly white teeth should ever wear white, especially close to their face. And since I've always had yellowed teeth, and you know me, I'm a rule follower, that meant no white for me ever.
Oh my gosh. And you have followed that poor advice for four decades?
Okay. So even though I do feel like in many areas of my life, I've moved beyond perfectionism, but obviously in areas of deep insecurity, I still have pocket perfectionism. And so, you know, I mean, years ago, I even asked you if I could actually be a platform speaker. I think this was even before you became my message development coach, because I saw so many women on posters and their teeth were all the same color as the poster paper. It was sparkling white. And I was like, Amy, can I be a real speaker even if I have yellow teeth? And then I even asked, you know, when we started working with Sherry Brendel, I even emailed her specifically, not that I didn't believe you. Okay, I didn't believe you. And so true confession.
I'm not an expert.
But anyways, the point of all of this is that I am grateful to have a good friend like you and a professional fashionista like Sherry Brendel to give me the courage to try something new.
Yes, and Sherry is helping all of us look our most beautiful.
Well, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
Today, we're processing what we've been learning from Sherry Brendel, creator of the Closet Outfit Planner. The visionary of fashion meets faith, Sherry inspires women to new levels of confidence through her online style programs, her training academy for Christian image consultants, and her YouTube channel, Style Tips with Sherry. The author of Help Me Jesus, I Have Nothing to Wear. She is also the creator of the best-selling capsule wardrobe online course, The 27 Hanger Closet, and the popular Closet Outfit Planner.
So I'm excited that we get a chance to have a convo about something as everyday as our wardrobes. And so we're going to start with lose who you're not. And my statement of lose who you're not is you're not forever 21.
Love this. It reminds me of some meme that I saw recently about forever 51. And it was like yoga pants and glasses of wine.
Well, here's the thing. I really, when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, I really did shop at Forever 21.
Oh, it's adorable.
Like, I love to be able to ditch in there. And one of my all-time favorite dresses had this bright yellow skirt and then like this blousey vest in black and multicolors and then like kind of these peasant sleeves to it. And I love that dress to death. And it was like dirt cheap. But here's the thing. First of all, even though I am still somewhat close to my wedding dress weight, my body shape is very different than what it was when I was 21. And shopping on a whim is no longer fun for me. What used to be like, oh, let me drive to town and zip in and out of the stores, I am like, oh, don't make me go shopping. So the thing is, Sherry Brendel's Closet Outfit Planner makes things so, so easy.
Yes, it does.
Now, last week I told you that I loved it because it meant that I could go shopping without melting down into a puddle of tears.
I don't love to shop like I used to. I mean, I was the girl who could go to the mall all day long, and I'm not like that anymore. I don't have that kind of patience, and it's just not interesting to me anymore. But crying while you're shopping, I couldn't quite understand.
So here's the thing I've come to understand. And I didn't know this when I was younger, but I now understand. For me, as a highly sensitive person, going to the mall and going clothes shopping is a total sensory overload nightmare. You've got all of the lights, you've got all the noises, you've got all the textures. And so I used to get in the middle of doing some clothes shopping and suddenly feel like I was having a full-on not quite like a temper tantrum, not like a toddler who was upset, but I would just suddenly feel weepy.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. I used to think it was because I didn't like how I looked in the mirror. And now I realize, no, it was just sensory overstimulation. It was an overwhelm. And I would literally sometimes just leave everything in the dressing room and just get in the car and go home. Those of our friends who are listening who are also highly sensitive persons may understand this experience. But here's the thing. This is why the Closet Outfit Planner was such a help to me as a highly sensitive person. I felt like I was on a scavenger hunt. I didn't feel like I was going to the mall, you know, like this huge, scary, overwhelming place. I felt like I was on a scavenger hunt and I was sleuthing to find these specific items. And so it transformed what's always been such a totally overwhelming experience into this very focused, targeted mission. And that was actually fun. So what is your lose who you're not statement?
You're not entirely clueless. So this is meant to give hope to those people that feel like I have no clue. So years and years ago, Sherry was on the Proverbs team with me. And I remember coming to my second She Speaks and listen, people from outside of the South come to She Speaks and are a little stunned. Mm-hmm. Like Southern girls like to dress. Do you know what I mean?
I'm a California who came to She Speaks and I was like, oh my word.
Exactly. And like a women's conference is dress up central, right? So I would pick out outfits and stuff. And I do like fashion, but I just felt insecure and like didn't know what I was doing. And so, which is how I think everybody probably felt. But I remember the second She Speaks, I walk in and Sherry says, oh, I need you up front today. And she was going to talk to our team about dressing.
Oh, no.
And I was so scared, Sherry, because I thought she was going to make me the negative example. I was just so sure.
And here's Amy. Here's what you should not do.
Here's what not to wear, right? But she did it. And she actually had picked four of us out. And she said, oh, no, she told me the day before that she was going to use me. And so I show up, she puts four of us up front, and then she talks about the four of us and our style. I was modern classic. And I said to her afterwards, I was like, you scared me to death. I thought I was going to be the anti-example. Thank you so much. But how did you know that I would wear the right thing for your example? And she said, because I know you. And I was like, oh, so she had gotten to see me enough that I had this consistent kind of look. But listen, I was clueless that I had a consistent look. I didn't. Sherry recognized it, but I didn't. And so what I want to say to our friends is you probably know more than you think you do. You are not as clueless as you think you are, that we do kind of start to curate our own sense of style. And it's an expression of our personalities. That's what I think is fun about fashion. So I love going to the Closet Outfit Planner because I see it as a way to help me be creative. There are so many options in the planner and you really can personalize it. Like I talked about my white combat boots. So you can throw in the creative and really express yourself.
Very fun. So let's move on from lose who you're not to love who you are. And for me, especially with the stress of the last year and the fact that last year I bought two items of clothing and they were yoga pants. And I wore them nonstop and they were black yoga pants. And I alternated between a dark burgundy t-shirt and a black t-shirt on any given day. The love who you are statement that I have for myself and anyone else who feels like maybe they're kind of coming out of a fog from the last year is you are worth dressing up for. And for me, I actually needed to do some really serious closet gutting. Like so much of what was in my closet has been there for 10 to 15 years. It was showing its age in every way possible. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Past its prime. Yeah.
Past its prime. And here's the thing. I wasn't keeping most of them because I loved them so much. It's because I just didn't want to go through the effort of having to do all sorts of shopping when everything already felt like so much effort. But here's the thing. I want all of our friends to realize what a sacrifice I made for them because, you know, I'm an Enneagram 2. So I will do for others what I won't do for myself. So y'all, I went shopping for you. You just need to know that.
Well, and I wish everybody could see you today because you look stunning.
I printed out my closet outfit planner and I got to be honest here. I was like grumpy about the whole thing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to force myself to do this. I'm going to take one for the team here. I mean, I know most women would be like shopping, yay. And I'm like getting in the car. I even sent a picture of my planner and the sign for Kohl's. And I texted you, Amy, and said, please pray for me. I'm going in.
Yes, you did.
But here's the thing. One thing I did like is the fitting rooms were closed, and that actually was helpful. Like, again, for me as an HSP, that really dialed down the oversensory stimulation because I wasn't allowed to try things on there. And so I bought a ton of stuff and dragged it home with me because it was the only option. And then I was like, okay, I'll try some of it on. And then you started getting like dozens of photos from me as I was putting things together.
It's so fun. I was getting a fashion show on my phone.
It actually wasn't bad. It actually felt there was something much more comfortable about doing it in my own, you know, bedroom.
Yes.
And so then I made some returns, I made some exchanges, you know, size-wise. And then I went to Macy's. And again, because I had my closet outfit planner in hand, I noticed things that I wouldn't have noticed on my own. I was like, oh, I think that it calls for a duster and I'm supposed to have something with stripes. And I found this amazing navy long knit duster with wider stripes. And they're kind of like that watercolor tie-dye kind of effect.
They're white stripes.
They are white stripes. Yeah, almost pure white. And the thing is, I'm not a fan of teeny tiny stripes. They don't look good on me. But once I saw that, I suddenly am like, oh, I'm taken. And then I couldn't wait to get home and see how it mixed and matched with everything else. I've literally never had that experience in my life, Amy. This idea of, oh, I can't wait to get home and see how this goes with everything else. Because I've always done the Forever 21, I'll take that and wear it until it, you know, falls apart kind of approach. And so that whole mix and match thing is really working. So I'm almost done. I have a few more things coming in the mail and then I'm going to do one big return. Like I know some women buy things and then they say they're going to return them and they never do. So this approach would not work for somebody like that. I am very regimented. Like I keep the receipt, I make the return, get my money back. So I'm almost done. And it was really fun this morning. Like I didn't pre-plan this outfit. I just went to my closet and I'm like, okay. And you know, this and this and this. And I knew that they would all go together. And it's exactly what Sherry Brandel cast the vision for, that I could go to my closet, grab things that I knew feel good. Like this sweater is incredibly soft and it's a little oversized. It just feels really comfortable. And I felt kind of confident that I looked okay when I came on today. So
you look gorgeous. See, that's the thing is both of us are kind of gushing. We're kind of gushing over the closet outfit planner. But the truth is that we have both done it now. This isn't a hypothetical. This is, oh my gosh, this really works. And so for me, one of the things is you are still your spunky self.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And so for all of you, our friends that are listening, you are still your spunky self. Okay. So full disclosure, I am not anywhere close to the size I was when I got married. Dress is hanging in my closet, sadly, forlornly. It will never go on this body again, but that is okay. But here's the thing. So got the weight gain, but also I've talked about that I've let my hair go gray. And I will say, Kathy Lipp and I talked about this a little bit. There's a little bit of a psychology around that that's funky. It's kind of funky to look at yourself in the mirror and go, I am a woman of an age that I have gray hair. And I haven't quite known what to do with that. It's been an adjustment, but having this clothing plan has really helped me to realize, no, I still like funky. You know, I still like to wear something a little different than what everybody else is wearing. I mean, it's just always been an expression of who I was. But in my worst perfectionistic day, Sherry, like when my children were being born, I was shopping not for myself, but for who I thought I should be.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
And I look at pictures in those days, and I even wrote about this, I think, in Breaking Up with Perfect. I don't even recognize myself. I'm like, who bought that Fair Isle sweater? Like, listen, there's nothing wrong with a Fair Isle sweater.
No, but on you, I can't imagine.
Amy Carroll wouldn't have worn one or shouldn't have. You know, it just wasn't prep looked great on some of my friends, but that was not me. But I'd started dressing for who I thought I should be.
Yeah.
And Sherry's doing this closet outfit planner has brought out the spunky again, you know, like, oh, I'm going to dress for who I am and just own that. Yeah, I can't go into Forever 21 anymore either, but I'll buy those. And Sherry says this is okay. Her YouTube channel, by the way, y'all, so, so good. You have to go follow her on her YouTube channel. I watch it every Saturday. And so she talks about, like, for as you get older, you're not head to toe in the trends, but you can wear one or two things. So, like, I just bought some bright green shoes.
Fabulous.
And her Facebook group is so great too. And I think you talked about this a little bit, Sherry. The thing that I love about her Facebook group is there are women of many decades and all different body shapes and sizes. And that is a wonderful thing because let's just face it, we all look at magazine covers and we see cookie cutter beautiful. This is what size a beautiful body is. This is what, you know, whatever. There's just cookie cutter beauty a lot of times on the front of magazines. But what Sherry's Facebook page does is you look at all these beautiful women and there's no cookie cutter about it. And they are finding like joy in expressing themselves in their outward appearance. Again, it's really fun. And Sherry, you've been posting some pictures. I really like that.
Yeah. I'm having to like control myself and not post daily.
I know. I did that at the beginning too. Now I'm having more fun watching other people, but I like seeing your pictures.
But it's fun. It's fun to see somebody post a picture. And like just yesterday, I noticed somebody was like, well, I found this top. Should I keep it? And a bunch of people were jumping in. Some of them were just like ordinary people like us. And some were some of Sherry Brandel's style squad. So they've been trained by her. And they were like, yes, yes. And they were giving reasons why. And then it was just fun to be able to say, you look lovely. And I'll admit, you know, when I've posted a few pictures and, you know, I've gotten some positive feedback, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to base my identity on it. But it felt nice.
It does feel good. It does to have a community that's cheering for you.
Yes. And it's nice to know I can still pull things together, even though I have always felt that I have no fashion sense. Like you said, I might have a little bit more than I realized.
Yes. I think that's always been true. So tell us how to live our one life well, Sherry. What should we be thinking about?
Okay. So I have four questions we can ask ourselves, and these won't apply to everybody. You know, for our friends who are listening, pick the question or questions that apply to you. The questions I needed to ask all of four, let's just be clear. So number one, am I stuck in a rut? And the conversation we're having today is about wardrobe. For me, my wardrobe rut was evidence of a larger rut. Mm. So the fact that I had two pair of black yoga pants and was wearing a lot of black t-shirts was reflective that I think I probably have been in a bit of a situational depression over the last year. And so recognizing that I was in a wardrobe rut and a just rut was valuable. Second question, how do my clothes reflect my mood and impact my mood? So like early in COVID, I was thinking, we're in a crisis. How I dress doesn't matter. Nobody cares. And then as the months tick by, it was more of a nobody cares. I don't care. How I dress doesn't matter. Thus, I don't matter. I mean, it was just this downhill slide. Mm. And I think I'm recognizing it now that I'm actually putting on some lighter, brighter colors and having people say, Sherry, you look so... And I know they want to say so much better, but instead they say, you look so good in such light colors. And I'm like, I think I've been wearing a little too much black, have I? Okay. It was just good to recognize how do my clothes reflect my mood, but then how does that outward actually impact the inward? It really is a relationship that can go both ways.
Yes. I think we can all identify with that.
And then number three, how can I shop my closet? I was convinced, like literally I got rid of 75% of what was in there because it really, really needed to go. And so I thought with what I had left, I couldn't possibly do any mixing and matching. But for Easter, I pulled out a flowered cold water creek skirt from 2005, a raspberry colored L.L. Bean cardigan from 2010. And then I bought a $5 lemonade colored t-shirt from Target and these adorable little $19 lemonade sandals from Target for $25. I had an all new outfit that I loved.
And you looked so pretty and so springy in that.
So this whole idea of shop your closet, I'm like, I am sold. I guess it's kind of more of that sleuthing, kind of a treasure hunt in your own closet. So, and then question number four is what's on my shopping list? And this is where the closet outfit planner has been so helpful. According to mine right now, I need a navy blouse that's either sleeveless or short sleeved, a white blouse that's eyelet or ruffled, a blazer in navy or neutral, a dress that's white or solid, and a skirt that's white. And for me, having it down to that list, and I have it in the notes app in my phone, it just feels so doable. And it means I'm only going to go to certain parts of the store, or if I do online shopping, I'm only going to look at those places. And I was at Target the other day, and I started looking at these adorable aqua wide leg capris. And then I stopped myself and I'm like, I don't need them. They're not part of the plan. And the plan is flexible, but it also keeps me out of danger on either extreme, either wild spending sprees or being so rigid that I'm not allowed to wear my bell bottoms, which according to Sherry Brandel, I am. So the questions again, am I stuck in a wardrobe rut? And might that indicate a larger rut? How do my clothes reflect my mood and impact my mood? How can I shop my closet? And what's on my shopping list? So action, Amy, tell us. What should we do?
Okay, before I say what we should do, I was racking my brain, Sherry. And I think all of our friends that listen know that we're not like big product pushers. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
But the one action step that really everybody should take is to get the closet outfit planner. Y'all, it's $27. It's so inexpensive. I don't think we've ever said like an action step is to buy a product ever before, but it will make you feel better about yourself. It will save you money. It will help you get out of a rut with the stuff in your closet. It will solve all the problems that you just presented. And so that's the action step.
Absolutely. Well, and then they can join us in Sherry's Closet Outfit Planner Facebook group, and they can post pictures too.
Oh, yeah. And when you do, make sure that you tag Sherry and I so we see you. We would love that. All right. So the scripture for this week is one that's kind of unusual. It's Habakkuk 2:2, and it says, "The Lord answered me, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that he may run who reads it." You know, I didn't even look up the historical context. I'm assuming we're not using it strictly in context, but it's a great visual because what Sherry has said is, hey, what I've done is I've written these things down and given you a vision, because, you know, when we're visionless, we get in those ruts and we don't look our best, all of that. She's written something down to give us a vision so we can run with it. So it's a great scripture for that.
I love it. All right. Well, for me, of course, the grit is going to be, at least initially, I felt like I had to grit my teeth and just do it, because this is not has not traditionally been an area where I have felt like I have had talent or the energy to do it. And so for me, the delightful part here is after gritting my teeth and doing it, I'm actually discovering how much fun it is and excited to exercise that plan and have the results. So how about you? What's the grace for you, Amy?
You know, the grace in this is it's just given me permission to kind of engage that creative side of me. That's why I like fashion, is just the creativity and the self-expression of it. And so there's a grace and there's a freedom in just kind of giving yourself the permission to do that.
I love it. So Amy, what is your favorite thing about Sherry Brandel's Closet Outfit Planner?
I think it really is the flexibility. You know, the first time I looked at the pictures, I was like, I don't know if this is really my style. But when you read about it, you start to realize, oh, no, these aren't the exact pieces I'm supposed to have. This isn't the exact look. This is an idea that then frees me up to apply my look to it. And so, yeah, I really do love that. How about you?
I think it is the structure with flexibility. It's that perfect blend. You know, when Sherry said that I could buy skinny jeans or I could choose bell bottoms, I'm like, I get it. You know, like there's this recommendation, but then I can make my own choices within it. It really works well. So structure with the flexibility.
So you, my friend, are going to rock your bell-bottom jeans and I'm going to rock my white combat boots.
I love it. Well, friends, we sure hope you've enjoyed listening to episode 222 of Grit and Grace, the podcast, as much as we've enjoyed making it for you.
And we want to say a big thank you to Sherry Brandel of Fashion Meets Faith and creator of the Closet Outfit Planner for making this episode possible. Check out our webpage at gritandgracethepodcast.com/episode222. There you'll find this week's transcript, a link to the Closet Outfit Planner, and a link to Sherry's Facebook group.
I have become hooked on Sherry's Closet Outfit Planner Facebook group. I'm no good at accessorizing, and it's been fun to post a selfie of an outfit and asked the other women in the group, including members of Sherry's Style Squad, for advice about how to pull it all together and add some accessories.
That is a fun group. And we have our friend Kim Nowlin in there that's part of the Style Squad. And so I always, you know, I'm looking for Kim. Did Kim comment on my picture? Because, yeah, that's an affirmation so for sure.
Yeah, I'm learning so much. And I don't know if I dare say, but I am starting to feel like I might have more fashion sense after all.
Hurrah.
Now, speaking of Facebook groups, if you're not yet a member of our Facebook group, just go to Facebook and search for Grit and Grace the Community, and you'll find us. We would love to have you join us.
Well, Sherry, this is a wrap for season 3 of Grit and Grace, the podcast 2.0.
We're still here.
And friends, we are already busy in recording and editing the phenomenal episodes for season 4. Sherry, the interviews have been seriously incredible.
Jaw-dropping, absolutely. So we're going to take a little bit of a break to focus on all the behind-the-scenes stuff that needs to get done.
And then we'll be back in May. Make sure that you join us.
For today, grow your grit.
Embrace God's grace.
And as God reveals the next step to live your one life well,
we'll be cheering you on. So take it.